This week we're talking about going deeper in relationships and in friendships. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it says that they gathered together, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, so they were learning, and also to breaking of bread, to fellowship, that deep participatory relationship and community, authentic, and lastly, to prayer, devoted to prayer. How important is prayer in relationships? Prayer is when you join together and you connect with God. You pour out your heart to God. You listen close to God. You agree with someone else in prayer. They were devoted to praying together. Now, again, a lot of people say, oh, let's have fellowship. And prayer is just one aspect of fellowship, but it's an important one. So I want to ask you, how many people do you pray with during the week? What does that look like? And so be intentional. Include prayer in your relationships. When you follow Jesus and someone else follows Jesus, you're in the same family and you're talking to the same God, and you can pray together, and prayer builds those bonds. It should be happening throughout a church and then in homes. And so think through your relationships. Where can you add prayer? Which relationships really need prayer together? So go deep, take a risk, pray out loud, pray together, seek the Lord together. That's true relationship, and that's depth that God wants you to have.